A false positive test of a deer shot on a Bayfield County deer farm made it appear CWD had jumped from south central Wisconsin to the far north. A final test showed no chronic wasting disease, but the Department of Natural Resources went ahead with plans to collect deer samples from hunters. State CWD coordinator David Lopez was in Ashland for the opening of the gun deer season last month.
Got almost entire cooperation from everybody. We only had one person that wasn't interested in giving the lymph node at the station I was at, and we got 49 samples there over the 2 days.
Scott Posner of Washburn gave a sample from his 8-point buck. He says people in the Bayfield, Ashland area are keeping their fingers crossed.
Yeah, nobody wants to see CWD expand into their hunting area, and of course, we're quite a ways from the core of CWD infections, and we want to keep it that way.
Almost 200 samples were taken from a 10-mile radius around Ashland. Lopez says that's enough for a statistically accurate finding of whether or not CWD is up north. In all, he expects to get 8,000 samples statewide from the lymph nodes of deer.
And if anybody ends up harvesting a deer that's either suspect for something or positive for CWD or TB, heaven forbid, we will give them a call and let them know and go from there.
The results so far have come up negative with sampling from the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Lab in Madison to go on through January. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.